Well, now let's bring in Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let's listen here to President Trump in the Oval Office this afternoon on the failure of the GOP's health care overhaul. He says he's not going to own the collapse of Obamacare.
We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan?
What do you make of that, Domenico?
Well, it's more of this pie in the sky idea that suddenly Democrats are going to come on board with a giant cudgel as opposed to trying to work with Democrats on finding fixes. You know, a lot of this is so much of politics. And really, Donald Trump was not looking to, he cast a very wide net as to who should be blamed for the health care bill's failure. But that net didn't seem to touch any piece of himself or the White House.
Well, what happens to his agenda now? I mean, is he worried about tax reform and other things that he wants to accomplish since he wasn't able to get Republicans in the Senate to support a repeal and replace of the Obamacare bill?
Well, I think it's very difficult to see what happens with his agenda next. Clearly, this imperils his agenda. You have a faction of the Republican Party, two factions, rather, of the Republican Party, whether it's moderates or right-wing ideological conservatives, who are not afraid of either Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell. And Donald Trump does not have them on his team. They are willing, if they feel like this bill, whatever bill they come up with, is not what they want done, that they are willing to buck this president. And that can make for some major, major problems. We've already seen one Republican, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who would not say whether or not he would support Mitch McConnell as leader going forward. Mm. So the wheels on this look like they could be coming off.
And Mitch McConnell, by the way, has been said to be a master tactician. So this is a blow to him as well.
Absolutely. You know, he's a master tactician, a master of the rules of the Senate. But he's never been in a position where he's been in the majority and has had to govern. And any great leader is there to find a problem. You become a politician because there's a problem that you want to address. You find workable, constructive solutions to do that. What Mitch McConnell has been very good at for 8 years has been stopping the agenda of the other party. He's been able to do that through various machinations within the rules. He understands the rules quite well. Even what he tried to do today with the rules and trying to use the House bill as a vehicle to try to repeal Obamacare, a crafty maneuver, but not one that is yielding any kind of constructive results.
Let's listen here to the Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, speaking this morning on the Senate floor.
The door to bipartisanship is open right now, not with repeal, but with an effort to improve the existing system. The door is open right now. Republican leadership only needs to walk through it.
Domenico, do you see Democrats and Republicans getting together to work on some of the things in the Affordable Care Act that need to be fixed?
It certainly doesn't sound like it. That was not something that President Trump has floated. It's not something that Mitch McConnell has floated. They are the two people who would need to get something rolling to be able to work on fixes and repairs to Obamacare. You know, the big problem here overall is the fact that policy-wise, there aren't much more than two options to solve the healthcare issue within the country. You've either got a single-payer system that the government funds almost exclusively, or a hybrid market-based system, which is essentially what the Affordable Care Act. And it's one that the that conservatives came up with through the Heritage Foundation in the mid-1990s, early 1990s, as an alternative to Hillary Care. So for them to say that they want to change the system, have something different, it's hard because this is what they proposed.
Just in the 30 seconds we have left, the House has just unveiled a 10-year budget plan, big increases in military spending, big cuts to social programs like food stamps and also some tax reform. Does it have any chance of passing?
Certainly has a chance of passing. You've got Republicans, again, controlling both chambers. But with Democrats on the other side being able to try to say that they want to stop anything that goes through, you know, they're going to have to use reconciliation or other machination to try to figure out how to do that. And that would only be temporary.
Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor for NPR. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.